You miss the littlest things when you're away from home. Like that perfectly brewed cuppa in your favourite mug. At Bupa, we want you to be as comfortable as possible. And because life happens, we'll support your health and well-being by offering rehab and chemo in the comfort of your own home. To learn more, search Bupa. Bupa. Because life happens. Available to eligible customers on selected products. Waiting periods, fund, policy and program rules apply.
Talking Automotive. Thanks to Imlax, buyers of end-of-life vehicles. Go to imlax.com.au, LMCT 1229.
Talking Automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Jeff, good evening.
Dennis, good evening.
We've got used car prices very high. Why?
Well, mainly because of the shortage, and secondly, because people don't want to get on public transport, certainly not for the time being. So when we went into COVID over 12 months ago, Dennis, some of the plants, Japan, China, even in Europe, a lot of those plants either shut down or went into a very slow run. And what that meant was is that there was a big dip. And in car plants, you know, if you slow a car plant down, it's a bit like a power plant, if you like. It takes a long time to kick it back in. And what that eventuated in is just a shortage of cars globally. Computer chips became hard to get. So inside a car, there might be 50 or 100 little tiny ECUs and computer chips in there. That compounded the problem. And, you know, of course, as we came out of COVID and as we're coming out now, there's a huge rush of people going out there buying cars. So we've got this real constraint, Dennis, of, slowly building up that supply chain of cars around the world. And we've got to remember that it's about 80 million cars a year get made globally. And you've got to get them out. Of course, Australia's, Australia and New Zealand are a long way around for cars coming out of Europe. And, you know, it's just eventuated in a slowdown of supply. That will go on for a little bit longer. But, you know, people, if you want to get a car, I think people need to expect it to take longer if there's not a lot of stock in the dealership. But there's no way around, except, of course, some people have decided, well, I'll go and buy a second-hand one. And, that market's gone ballistic as well, when four-wheel drives and SUVs in particular, it's just gone into ridiculous mode. And, we will come out of it, but there's this huge rush into the car market at the moment.
Would there also be, I know there's a rush, but would there also be a lot of people who have decided not to make any move at the moment, just until things settle down, until they're feeling a bit more secure in their world?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people hanging on to cars as well. So the car fleet in Australia is about 9.7 years old on average. Let's call it a 10-year car fleet on average. I think it's going to get older. I think there will be more old cars on the road for a while. But I think we'll get a strong rebound off of that. But for the next year or two, I think there will be older cars that we would have moved into recycling and hang around a bit longer. And cars are chopping and changing ownership on the second-hand market, and there's people with all sorts of stories about cars they bought, 18 months, 2 years ago, and they're getting 12,000, 13,000 more than when they bought the car. It's a really weird scenario out there.
It is not the way it was meant to be, Jeff.
No, well, it certainly takes the balance out of it a bit, but, the dealers are happy to have people back in their shops. Also, the repairers, I mean, whether people like it or not, Dennis, if you've got an older car, it will need a bit more care. It's a bit, worn out probably. So, tyres, wheels, brakes, all that sort of stuff goes into the repair market, and they're happy to have it. They've been through very lean times as well. And I've had said this before in your show, is that one of the mistakes that people make if they buy an old car is, well, it's an old car and I'm going to get rid of it in a year, so I won't do any maintenance on it. And it is a catastrophe waiting to happen. Brake lights coming on the dash, people knowing that there's a bit of fuel, a bit of brake fluid on the floor under the car, that's really not a good idea. So you might have got you've bought the car, even if you had to pay a bit more for it, get it into a mechanic to have a look at it.
Anyone buying new cars or selling old cars? What's your experience? 96900693. Jeff, one question from me. I had the discussion the other day with someone who insists that it is much better if you put premium into your vehicle, particularly if it's a fairly modern one. What is sort of the general consensus of to spend the extra money on your per litre or to go for the lesser, 91 or 95?
So premium has got a higher octane rating. It's also got additives, engine cleaning additives in it as well. Okay, so you could take a view, well, that just sounds like a better idea altogether. But I do stick to my guns on this in terms of what's on the label. So when you open up the petrol flap and you read inside that petrol flap, it tells you what to put in. I know that if you go and talk to an engine calibration engineer, they are very, very pedantic about this. Their view is, you know, that car's been in design and development for years and years, and what they write on the label, that's the fuel that should go in that car. So, premium is it's got higher octane, it's got cleaning agents in it, but I couldn't recommend anything more than what's on the label. But at the end of the day, people can make their own choice about that. But you know, the other thing is that a lot of people don't feel any difference if they put a lot of people buy a car and they put premium in it from day one. Well, they've never run it on the right fuel in the first place, and they won't try doing that because there might not be any difference whatsoever.
Glenn, good evening to you.
Oh, hi, guys. I just traded in a Colorado. It was pretty decked out, had leather and all the
stuff.
Stuff. That's, thank you, Dennis. I had it for 2.5 years. I lost $5,000 on it. I bought a new Raptor, and when you look at, I googled it up. When you look at the Raptors at a second hand, I paid less for a new one than what dealers want for a second hand one.
I know, it's bizarre, isn't it, Jeff? It's just a bizarre time.
It is, and that's where it's out of kilter. The thing is with the new one, though, it's about, and I don't know, Glenn. Maybe there's a bit of stock still in the market. I think what people are finding is they want a car. If they can't get that car from a dealer right now, they'll go and buy another car and pay more for it than perhaps they would have done a year or two ago. So that's the real imbalance in the market at the moment. There is this thing out there about, I want a car and I want it today, and if I can't get that one, I want that one over there. There's not a lot of patience in the car buying world at the moment.
We have a need for speed. Back shortly with Jeff Gwillim, VACC CEO. We're talking automotive. Your calls or comments, 96900-693-131332. To your calls. Cookie, good evening.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
Good, go ahead.
Dennis, you're offline there. I was just wondering if you can give me a price range. I'm looking to try and get a Tarago 215, 216. What am I looking for?
Jeff's more...
Second-hand one.
Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, look, the issue is on this one is that the only... People often ask, how much should I pay for this type of car? My only response is, what's in the market? Because right now, what you could have paid last year is totally different from what you're going to pay this year. Age of the car, kilometres on the car, type of driving conditions... You know, it's actually almost impossible to pluck a figure out of the air. I've got 20 Taragas in front of me. The pricing is all over the place on them. But, you know, people need to make a call. Am I going to go for low kilometres but pay more? Am I going to go for high kilometres and pay less? Is the vehicle older? You know, as a whole, all of those factors need to come into it. But ultimately, you will end up staring at a screen at home, looking at what's in the market and making a call, that judgment call. Is it the kilometres? Is it the age? Is it the colour? You know, all of those things come into consideration. So, you know, I've got, as I say, 20 of them in front of me. The pricing's all over the place. It's just what's in the market and what you prioritise. Do you prioritise lower kilometres over the age of the vehicle?
Cookie, thank you for your call. VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Talk to you next Monday. Always great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dennis.